The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
Albin.
I know.
They tell me it's Tuesday.
It is all day.
All right, folks, I just want to warn you, and I'm as usual, only being semi-facetious. In both hours today, I'm going to be speaking with our friend Mike Lindell. The reason I say I want to warn you is that it becomes increasingly clear as you listen to the conversation. The problem with Mike Lindell, which I've said to his face on the air, I would say he is so in the weeds on trying to figure out what happened with this election. And I want to say again publicly, we will never, ever cease to talk about what we think is important on this program. And when somebody says, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, oh, you need to move on, I want to say to that person, please jump in a lake quickly, because I have no time for people who are unwilling to be open-minded about things that, in this case, couldn't really be more important. So what I will promise you is that the more you look into what Mike is saying and doing, the more you'll realize there's not just something there, but there's something very important there. At the end of the conversation with him, we're going to bring in one of his lawyers, Kurt Olson, whom I've had the privilege of meeting. And you have too, Albin.
Yeah.
We all had dinner with Jenna Ellis back in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But what Mike has been doing, the big headline for me is that no one's covering it. So you would assume, unless you maybe listen to Steve Bannon or something, you would assume that there's nothing going on. I'm here to tell you, I promise you, there's big stuff going on. And it is going to be played out in the months ahead. We're on the verge of a few triggers, because a lot of people think, well, nothing's happening. I haven't heard anything. You haven't heard everything because everybody's evidently afraid to talk about this stuff. They're afraid, oh, I'm going to get sued, or I'm going to get – folks, yeah. This is your country.
Yeah.
If you are – so people have died. Let me just underscore this. People have died for this country. People have died for liberty. If you're not the kind of person to whom that matters, you don't deserve to live in a country like America. People have died for liberty. People have died trying to uncover the truth. This should not be a big deal. This is basic, that if you live with your head up, with some courage in life, you're going to come to moments where you're going to have to figure out, what do I really believe? And I think that Mike has been an absolute hero. I admired him long before we got into this crazy stuff. But for both hours today, we're going to talk to him about
And if you're
that.
Hearing this opening for a second time, there is something new and fresh coming with Mike Lindell and with the lawyer, and they're explaining even more about this whole...
Well, I don't think we bring the lawyer on into hour two, so...
Yeah, until hour two,
but,
so...
But so it's 2 hours today of me talking with Mike about
That's right.
this stuff. And I just want to tell you, if there's anything you can do to get the word out, there's going to be some action points, going to frankspeech.com, contacting your state attorneys general. Ladies and gentlemen, this is as far from over as it gets. It hasn't even begun. And if you don't believe me, that's your problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Some more good news. Kathy Lee Gifford is going to be on the program. She has a new book out. We're going to talk to her as long as we can, you know, we'll lock the doors. But so much I want to talk to her about. She's been a friend over the years. She's the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to say that, well, I should mention this. MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com, MyStore.com. If you use the code ERIC, you get a whopping discount. It means a lot to me that you would want to support this program. It's one of the few ways you can support the program is by going to our sponsors, by patronizing our sponsors. But I also want to say NutriMedics.com, as of midnight last night, they had a 35% discount if you use the code ERIC, and then it goes back to 20%, which is a great discount. Well, we learned today that they are going to move it to 30%. So it doesn't go from 35 to 20. You still get a 30% discount.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. I don't know how long, but at least.
They said till the end of the year. So this is the Christmas season. God bless you, everyone, right?
Well, I do want to say that in the past, they have very rarely offered 30%.
Right.
But so they offered 35% for a special, you know, Thanksgiving week thing. That ended last night. And then they said, we're going to continue at 30%. So if you miss the 35% opportunity, don't miss the 30% opportunity. Nope. Look, their stuff is great. I take it every single day.
So
as some of you know, I mentioned it yesterday. I had COVID. I lost all my hair, my teeth. But look at me now. I'm doing fine. A little ivermectin goes a long way. But it's been a stressful time because my parents had it, Suzanne had it. I mean, we had a real, you know, sometimes when your whole family is just on the ropes, it was just very tough. But praise God, we're here. We caught up on a lot of old films and things that you can do when you're, you know.
Now, we have a brand new campaign that we had last year to Christmas season, and now it's back again. So very important with Christian Solidarity International.
Okay, I don't want to mention this until the end of this hour because this is kind of important and it's kind of complicated.
Okay, but so people stay tuned.
This is very important. And if you go to our website, you'll see it. Actually, what I do want to mention, I keep saying we're going to do this and we have never done it, but you, Albin and Anne, your wife, and Suzanne, my wife, we watch things on TV or whether it's streaming or whatever. And I want to talk about it now and again because sometimes you discover something or you see something that you hadn't seen in a long time. Yeah. And I have to say, Woody Allen is somebody whose stuff I have admired for years, except in recent years, his films have gone downhill pretty dramatically. I maybe not every single one of them, but they've gotten kind of dark, and then there's his personal life and there's all this different stuff. But last night, Suzanne and I watched Radio Days. Mm. Now, Radio Days came out in 1987. Broadway Danny Rose came out, I think, in 1984. I think Crimes and Misdemeanors came out in 87 or 88. He has a series of films that came out in the 70s and the 80s that are not less than brilliant.
Yeah.
And Radio Days was so heartwarming. I got choked up half the time I was watching it.
Wait, is that the one where he's living underneath the roller coaster Coney Island?
No, that is another one. And I always forget which one that is. Yeah. That's part of Annie Hall or part of, I can't remember where he's cutting back to his childhood, but Radio Days is his homage, his reminiscence of the early days of when he was a little kid. So we're talking about the 30s and the 40s.
Yeah.
And growing up listening to the radio. But it was so heartwarming that part of what broke my heart about it was to think, when you think of the difficulties that he's had in his life and all of that stuff, and then you watch a film like this, it is so heartwarming. Yeah. It is just amazing. And it's Radio Days. It came out 86 or 87. Crimes and Misdemeanors is a little darker, but it's another genius film that he came out with, I think it was the following year. And in 84, maybe my favorite Woody Allen film, Stardust Memories is up there too, but Broadway Danny Rose, it's one of the most heartwarming films. And when I say heartwarming, that's what gets me. It's funny, but it's so beautiful. It's so sweet because a lot of people forget. They think of, I don't know what they think of when they think of Woody Allen.
Yeah.
But part of what makes it bittersweet for me is when you see somebody's life and I think the same thing. Martin Scorsese did a film a few years ago, and it was like a family film, And it was so beautiful, and I got choked up because I thought some of the dark stuff that he's made, he's capable of making a beautiful film like this. So I say that about Radio Days, Broadway Danny Rose, some really, really beautiful films, Purple Rose of Cairo. Just thought I would mention that. So when we come back, we're talking to Mike Lindell, and at the end of the hour, we're going to let you know about CSI. Very important, something we're doing with them for the month. God bless you. Hey there, folks. Have you ever looked for a business podcast? You're into business, but you also like to be entertained. So you're looking for a funny business podcast. Well, some of them try to be funny. They're just not funny, which is a problem. I think I have the answer for you. If you like business news and current events with a side of actual comedy, you want to listen to, I can't say this with a straight face, it's called IP Frequently. The hosts are David and Brad. IP Frequently, solid business advice that leans right, conservative, comes with 80s music and current events. They're calling it the unicorn of business podcasts. Is that a good thing? If it's funny, it is a good thing. They're also calling it the holy grail of business podcasts. Subscribe to IP Frequently and stay up to date on their weekly stream of episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Go to ipfrequently.com. That's ipfrequently.com. Okay, folks, we're back with Mike Lindell. So, Mike, you mentioned Maricopa County. In other words, you say that without a doubt, the legislature of Arizona could pull down the electors, but there's one Republican who refuses to budge. Can you give his name? Is there a reason not to give his name?
I could give his name, but I don't know it. Everybody in Wisconsin, this guy has been an obstructionist. So he's been the one that has slowed down all the audits that took 8 months or whatever in Arizona. You guys, this guy, and I say, when you have something like that, either the guy is compromised or he's because he's there's no logical reason. Compromise, blackmail, or threaten. That's what I say. It can only be three.
OK,
so my advice is to for the people of Arizona, maybe go to him, plead with him to save our country. But these other ones, go to your Democrats. They're all people, Eric. This is a people thing. This isn't a
OK. So you got Arizona. That's number one. You just mentioned Wisconsin. It sounds like Wisconsin is in a good place. Something is happening there. There has to be a third state, no?
There is. This is beautiful, everybody. And it's right here in the Supreme Court case, too. The things we're talking about right now are in this complaint. You can read on frankspeech.com. Here's the beauty of Pennsylvania. You ready for this?
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania, it's a law. You can't have more votes than you have voters. You got to be kidding me. Somebody made a law. You can't have more votes than voters. If you do, Eric, under Pennsylvania law, you can't turn in your electors and say they're good until it gets investigated. What a concept, huh?
But this has been going on for a year now. Where has this been?
Pennsylvania turned in their electors anyway. It's illegal. Okay. They did it illegal. And now get this, one of the justices of this, there's something the lawyer always talks about that one. That one's a very easy one. It's just sitting out there. It's like, oh, don't worry. The rest of the country all got, you know, it won't matter that this was done illegal. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know, there's right. it's everywhere. So this one, Pennsylvania won't matter. That one is so simple. It's something everybody can enjoy. You can't have more votes.
Okay, Mike, no, I don't think there's anybody listening who would disagree with you. The question is, where is it right now? In other words, it sounds so crazy. Who wouldn't agree with that? But the question is, what about it? What do we do about it?
Okay, here's what you do about it. Here's your call to action. All those three things are in this Supreme Court case. Okay, this Supreme Court's complaint, it's ready to be signed by the attorneys general. We need all of you out there to put pressure on them. Go to frankspeech.com, sign. There's an email there. You can email your attorney general. Eric, I'm going to be flying around for the next 2 weeks again, circling back to all our attorney generals in private meetings going, hey, are you going to sign with the rest of them? They're meeting themselves. I will want to say this. One attorney general said no, and he's in Alabama. So if you live in Alabama, you have polling books there. You guys had 100,000 more votes that were flipped. Alabama had its chaos. And I met with those guys a bunch of times. They said, nope, we're not going to sign it. So if you're in Alabama, I would, you know, we don't need them. You only need one, Eric, by the way. You only need one.
You only need one what? I'm lost.
What? You only need one attorney general. Only one. We've got, and I want to get to like 20 and just more powerful.
But what I'm saying is for the Supreme Court case, you're saying you need one attorney general to sign. Yes, and right now you don't have any that have signed. Is that what you said?
They've all wanted tweaks. So this went right up to Thanksgiving. This is happening right now. Some of them, they called me last Sunday and said, Mike, can we have till after Thanksgiving? We're working on the thing that had to go to the Supreme Court about our kids having to take shots. I mean, this is very important too. We kind of got two things very important going.
Okay, but
they're working very hard out there, these attorney general.
But it's been you and your lawyers and your money who've been leading the charge on this. Let's just be honest. This is not Donald Trump. This is you doing this. Okay. And you've been alone and it's been hard to get the word out. And it's why I'm thrilled that you're talking to me and my audience right now. So where things stand right now, okay, it's Tuesday, the 30th of November. It sounds to me like you're on the verge of getting many of these attorneys general around the country to sign this.
Absolutely.
And at what point do you go? At what point do you say we have enough? Okay. We're going to go.
Oh no! If after talking to them all, they kind of all want to do it together. So you're right. Not going to get just one. I mean, when they sign, whoever all signs that day, and just like the last time, they can sign after the fact too. They all hopped on board. Last time, I believe there was, I want to say around 20, some 22. So as soon as I'm just going to go around, I want them all to be in unison.
You're talking about the case that the Supreme Court rejected. They would not look at it 7-2. That had like 20 attorneys general signed on to that case.
That's correct.
Okay, and what's the difference with this case? Why do you believe
this one has standing and this one has evidence that's non-disputable that some of the stuff I just told you, like Pennsylvania, that turned in their electors and had more votes than voters. So this is in here. If you look through this 82 or 80 some pages, you can go on Frank's Speech. You can go to all the exhibits too. It's hundreds of pages, but it's very interesting for the public to share it with everybody you know. I want to say one more thing, Eric, that's very important. That's a call to action. Trust me, everybody, this will get out, but I need your help. I want to get every attorney general. It's a lot more power. It looks a lot better, the Supreme Court, when every state is on there. You follow me? I want them all. And Eric, here's one thing I got to say too. We've set up the cause of America. It's on Frank's Speech. You guys, we had this 96-hour thanks-a-thon, and we showed the replacement of the machines, this new system that would go in to have so we could have the most secure elections ever, like they lied to us. Guess what? Coming out of this is breaking news on your show, Eric. The state or counties have called. There's 3,000-some counties in the United States. We've had, I think so far this morning, six that are committed to get rid of their machines, called our cyber team, our guys. They're getting rid of it. And one of them, I believe one of them manifests to a whole state being without machines. That'll be a prototype. After the first of the year, I've got a big thing coming on the first of the year that's going to give us the tool to go to every single county in the country and get the machines removed, because we can't have any machines or anything in the next election.
Mike, this is so huge. And I know, you know, you and I have been talking about this since, my gosh, I mean, since you brought it up to me. But when you told me to go watch HBO's Kill Chain, which is basically a Democratic-led documentary made by HBO on the subject of whether the machines are hackable. When I watched that, I thought to myself, this is when you realize
You're living in a crazy world, because here you have HBO with a ton of Democrats talking about this. The second the election was decided against Donald Trump in last November, total silence on the issue of these machines. Complete silence. And if you talked about it, they would sue you and they would go after you. And that's why we continue to talk about this, because this is America. It's a free country. Nobody's going to shut us up. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Joe Biden and the Democrats have laid out the most socialist agenda our country has ever seen. Instead of following President Trump's blueprint that had the economy booming, the Dems are going to raise taxes, increase regulations, and skyrocket an already outrageous national debt. If your retirement is in traditional investments, it is in jeopardy. Americans should be diversifying their investments with gold and precious metals. Gold gives you control over your wealth and protects you from market volatility, inflation, and a weakening dollar. When investing in gold, I turn to Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals has over 40 years of experience in helping Americans protect their finances, and this team is prepared to patiently consider your own personal financial needs. If you're looking to invest in gold, call the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-473-6204 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Don't leave your retirement to chance, friends. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today. That's 866-473-6204. Folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell. Mike says he's not a lawyer. You know what? I'm not a lawyer either. But we found a lawyer, Kurt Olson, who has been doing amazing work with Mike. I didn't think we'd get him on the program. But Mike, you said we could get him on speakerphone. And maybe actually we can ask Kurt to answer the question that I was asking before we went to the break. Kurt, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We were wondering, a lot of us, of course, not only are we not lawyers, but we've not been following this closely. It's complicated. The major news media simply doesn't cover it. So a lot of us are in the dark. So my question to Mike, I think, was what is the difference now? In other words, what do you believe you have now when you want to bring this to the Supreme Court that would make them say, yes, there is standing? Mike referred to the fact that because of the 50-50 split in the United States Senate, with Kamala Harris being the tiebreaker, if the national election was either fraudulent or somehow was not what it was supposed to be, suddenly, because of her being the tiebreaker, it affects every state. So is that one of the main reasons that you're making, or one of the main main argument that you're making, or that you're hoping to make before the Supreme Court, to say you must look at this because the election outcome in fact affects the second part of our three-part government? It affects the Senate. It affects the legislature. Am I tracking with that?
So that is one of two principal bases that we argue standing exists on, from a one state to sue the other defendant states in this action. And so you're exactly right. We have a very unique situation where the Senate is split evenly, 50-50, and the vice president casts the tie-breaking vote. If the vice president was not legitimately elected, and for purposes of standing, all well-pled allegations in the complaint are accepted as true. So you accept as true that the vice president was not legitimately elected. And when you analyze standing, is there redress for that? And yes, because we have this unique situation of a 50-50 evenly split Senate with accepting as true the vice president was not legitimately elected, but casting the tiebreaker, then that is an injury that all states suffer.
Okay, so that's one reason that you and Mike believe that the Supreme Court would be forced to look at this, because without any question, under the new circumstances of a 50-50 split Senate with the ostensible vice president representing the tiebreaker, this affects the whole nation. So that's number one reason you believe the Supreme Court must look at it. But there's a second reason.
Eric, by the way, it's not him and me. It's other lawyers, too. This has been a well thought out case.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm just using your names because you're the only ones that I know. But obviously, I don't think that you pulled this out of your hat. This is something you've been working on for many months.
Yeah,
so what is the second reason that you, Kurt Olson, believe that this it would be difficult for the Supreme Court to dismiss this as not having standing, the people putting forward this this case?
So the other independent basis is it goes back to what are the founding of our constitutional republic. And the Constitution is a compact amongst the peoples of each state who all came together and agreed to play by the same set of rules. And so when one state vitiates or violates that principle, all states are injured. Now, in this particular circumstance, every state under our Constitution has a right to have the president selected and the vice president under or pursuant to the 12th Amendment process. And that's a process where each state gets one vote. And that arises when the electoral count falls below 270. So we also allege that every state, because they have that right, has been injured by having that right to pursue the election of the president and vice president in accordance with the architecture of the 12th Amendment.
But how is this different? Just so I'm clear, how is this different from the case that they refused to look at, you know, whatever, eight or 10 months ago? In other words, wasn't that the same idea?
So that principle was not argued in the prior case. Now, and so, but it is expressly stated in the current model complaint that we have drafted. And if you recall, when the Supreme Court dismissed the Texas v. Pennsylvania case for lack of standing, they did not really articulate a basis other than they said Texas lacks standing. And so what we've done with this complaint is expressly allege the exact basis for it under that principle. Now, again, we have an independent basis, which we just discussed, that being that the Senate is split 50-50. So we have two independent bases that are expressly pled in the complaint and that are new. And we would see what the Supreme Court would do. You can't force them to do anything, you know, to do anything because it's the Supreme Court.
But in engineering this case, I don't know if that's a bad term. You have explicitly taken these two pieces and put them to the fore in the argument. We're going to go to a break. We're going to be right back. Folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell and to Kurt Olson, who actually is a lawyer. And on this program, normally we wouldn't like that, but today we love it. And we'll be right back. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a 3-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works. Folks, I'm talking to our friend Mike Lindell and to Kurt Olson, whom I've had the privilege to meet and speak with. And he has been working with Mike to try to put a case before the Supreme Court. So you were just saying, Kurt Olson, that learning from the mistakes in the previous case, which was Texas versus Pennsylvania, that you, in a sense, you logic would have demanded, at least I would think, that the Supreme Court would have said, yes, we will look at it. But they didn't. And when they didn't, you and others went back to the drawing board and said, how can we put together a case that's difficult for them to dismiss? So is that effectively what has been happening? You've had a different strategy based on what you learned from the Texas versus Pennsylvania case?
Well, I wouldn't characterize the last complaint as a mistake. The basis for standing was not articulated in the manner that I just suggested in terms of the 12th Amendment basis. But in addition, the 50-50 Senate, that situation didn't arise until January 5th when the runoff election occurred. So at the time Texas v. Pennsylvania was filed, that particular basis,
okay,
as I just said, did
well,
not exist.
I didn't mean to phrase it that way. If I did, all I meant to say was that, you know, you go in, you have 7-2, they take, I think, the cowardly way out. And what you're doing now is you're just trying to make it more difficult for them to say, we don't want to look at it. And so where do things stand exactly right now with regard to bringing this case before the Supreme Court? Where does it stand?
Well, we are in discussions and working with various state AGs at different levels to see if they will, and this would be their complaint. So what we've done is we have drafted a model complaint. We've put in all the corroborating evidence, much of which is new. So this is evidence that just came out in the past 3 months, whether it's the results of the audit of Maricopa County, Arizona,
right,
whether it's the findings of the Racine County Sheriff, finding that the Wisconsin Election Commission didn't just break but shattered election law, and it applied across the state of Wisconsin, whether it's new developments where we've now looking at the full voter export file in Pennsylvania, there's a situation where we have 49,000 more votes than voters, according to the state's.
Okay, so so in those three states, all the information, Mike was talking about this earlier, but you're reiterating what we heard Mike say, is that in these three states, there has been new information that has come out that really was not in the Texas versus Pennsylvania case that was brought before the Supreme Court some months ago.
Yeah, I mean, so that's just new factual information. There's additional factual information, but there's also been subsequent court rulings. So, for example, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that the Wisconsin Election Commission's guidance to allow people to self-declare as indefinitely confined violated the law. Why is that important? Because under Wisconsin law, indefinitely confined, which was the intention, was to allow people who are disabled, cannot even, you know, if they're paralyzed, they can't write, that they could submit a ballot without having to go through signature verification and photo identification requirements, which are basic requirements that help show that the person voting is who they actually say they are.
Right.
Well, the Wisconsin Election Commission obviated or abrogated those standards, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court said, no, you violated the law. That decision came out after Texas v. Pennsylvania was dismissed by the Supreme Court. But what has happened is you now have there were 50,000 voters who were declared indefinitely confined. In 2016, you had about 250,000 or so in 2020. But there's been no analysis of any of those votes, and there's 200,000 more, give or take, that were under an unlawful process. Nobody has gone and looked at those voters and done an analysis, because those voters avoided signature and photo identification requirements. Are they legal votes? So you have
clear many
and
people
no follow up, and that's what needs to be done.
Okay, so where does that stand now? In other words, people listening to this program are thinking, maybe, what can I do? Is there anything we can do but wait and pray
No, there's two things. So one, anybody who resides in a state that is not one of the defendant states, and the five defendant states are Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. But any other state who we would like to have the state AGs join, we had 18 states, if you recall, join the Texas v. Pennsylvania case. Texas was not by itself on this. They were the first to file, but as soon as that filing was done, you had this rush. So citizens in those states can encourage their attorneys general to join this lawsuit or to pick up the mantle of it and to bring it in the Supreme Court. But even citizens within the defendant states can demand their legislators continue their investigation or to start an audit, just as they are in Wisconsin. And for example, there's a representative in Wisconsin, Representative Rantham, who has submitted a resolution to decertify the election and also to conduct audits and elsewhere to prevent this from happening in the future. All he needs is one Wisconsin state senator to join that resolution, and it will be put to the floor, and the Wisconsin legislature will have to go on record and answer to the people on this issue of whether the election in Wisconsin should be decertified and whether audits should be done. And so that's something that citizens can do themselves. They not just sitting around waiting. They should get active. They should be called. Everybody should be calling their legislatures and demanding audits, demanding an investigation into what happened.
And this is, and again, people can go to frankspeech.com, and there's information there that people can use. Now, Kurt, since I have you on the line here, we're here with Mike, but you realize the headline for most Americans, because you guys are living this, you're breathing this. Most Americans, they hear this and they think, is this stuff still going on? Is somebody still working on this? Obviously, you guys are. But when we come back, we've just got minutes left. When we come back, I want to talk about that issue, about how the mainstream media and much of the conservative media has simply refused to cover this. We're going to be right back, folks. We're talking to Mike Lindell and to Kurt Olson. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me. Somewhere. Folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell and to Kurt Olson. Kurt, you are obviously a lawyer. You've worked on many, many cases. Don't have time to get into that at the moment. But you have to understand that for your average American, it's so frustrating because we know. I mean, anybody who knows me knows Mike Lindell and knows that whether you agree with him or disagree with him, this is a man who loves his country and who's doing everything he can. And there is not a word in the media about this. And most of us in our lifetimes, if there's nothing being said in the media, the reason is because there's nothing going on. But for the first time in our lives, we are seeing this strange, you know, gaslighting is the term, where no one talks about it. If you talk about it, they come after you, they sue you. They've sued me, obviously. Why do you think that there is still hope? In other words, my audience that's kind of thinking like, what is really happening? They can go to Frank's Speech. They can contact their attorneys general and bug them. But for somebody who's just tuning in right now, why would they believe that this is any different than what has happened over the last months? Why should we have hope? I guess is my big question.
Very simply, silence in the mainstream media should not be taken as inaction in the individual state. So, for example, in Wisconsin, you have the Office of the Special Counsel that is run by former Chief Justice Gableman, who's performing an investigation, who just issued a preliminary report on November 10th, finding grave irregularities and illegality in the Wisconsin election. That's ongoing, and it needs to go further. But the Wisconsin Election Commission, represented by the Wisconsin Attorney General, has sued Gableman to stop his investigation. They've sued to block his subpoenas. So again, this is a constant refrain that I have. What do they have to hide? So there is a lot going on, and there's a lot going on in other states with grassroots activists, whether they're in Texas, whether they're in Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania. There are many, many grassroots activists and groups that are rightfully not letting the fraud in November 2020 be swept under the rug. The mainstream media is either lying or they're ignorant when they say that there are baseless allegations of election fraud.
When we say the mainstream media, a lot of friends of mine, colleagues of mine, are not saying one word about this. I am the least political of all the Salem hosts, right? I talk politics sometimes, but it's not a political show. But I'm saying that even people that I love and trust have just moved on. And I have to say that that's, you know, it's difficult for me to understand what is really happening.
Well, I want to say that.
That's what those who stole this election are banking on. They're banking on people getting tired. But I can tell you that they're not, because Mike has just spun up Cause of America. And that is bringing together all of these different grassroots groups who heretofore have been not, you know, working together in an organized fashion. But we've been talking to them, and they're out there. There are people who are doing tremendous amounts of work, because they want to save our country. Because if we don't fix 2020 first, it's going to happen again.
Well, that's basically what I know is true. Mike knows it's true. Many people listening are true, know it's true. It's vital. It's vital that we stay on this. I just want to say, because we're closing here, I thank God for you, Mike. I thank God for you, Kurt, and for all those that are working with you. And for all those that are listening right now who have not yet become cynical. Cynicism is evil. Folks, you need to have hope. Don't be naive, but be hopeful. Work for what is right. Don't worry about what the other people think. Worry about what God thinks. And right now, there are enough Americans that still care about the country, still care about right and wrong. And it's on the basis of that that I have hope. Mike and Kurt, privileged to know you. God bless you both. Thank you.
Thank you. Everybody go to frankspeech.com. Your hope is right there. And God's got his hand in all this. Eric, it's going to be amazing. We're going to get through it. And God bless you, my friend.
Amen. Okay.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.